AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Several stories are breaking this hour. We'll start with the bombshell from the Defense Secretary. Secretary Ash Carter says the Iraqis don't have the will to fight Islamic State militants. As proof, he points to the fall of the key city of Ramadi near Baghdad. The Iraqi forces outnumbered the militants there, he said, but they fled, leaving behind U.S. military equipment and vehicles. In his words, "We have an issue with the will of the Iraqis to fight ISIL and defend themselves." ISIL is an acronym for the Islamic militants. Now to Cleveland, where Police Chief Calvin Williams says most protesters were peaceful, but some got increasingly troublesome yesterday after a judge cleared a white police officer of manslaughter charges in the shooting deaths of a black man and woman.
What started off as a lawful protest and kind of, you know, degenerated into random acts of violence against people just standing on the street, then we have to move in and enforce our laws. And that's what we did.
Chief Williams says some protesters pepper sprayed patrons sitting at outdoor cafes downtown. 71 arrests after the protests yesterday. Mother Nature's been pummeling Oklahoma and Texas. Tornadoes, rain, flooding. Now residents about 50 miles north of Houston have been ordered out of the area because of concerns that a dam may fail. In Oklahoma, a firefighter trying to rescue a stranded homeowner was swept away by the floodwaters and has died. The Storm Prediction Center's John Hart says the flooding was just the start.
Several brief but potentially dangerous tornadoes occurred across parts of central Oklahoma. I believe we've had about a half dozen reports of brief touchdowns in that area.
Nico Rosberg has just won the Grand Prix in Monaco. This is AP Radio News. The Indy 500 is today. Correspondent Tom Akins is in Indianapolis.
Scott Dixon will lead the field of 33 cars from the pole position in today's 99th running of the Indianapolis 500. Five former winners are on the grid, including three-time champ Elio Castroneves. Two rookies and two women will be among those who take the green flag. A rash of accidents in practice earlier in the month caused concern for drivers and officials, but speeds in Friday's final practice proved the cars are ready. A purse likely above $2.5 million and a lifetime of prestige await the winner. Tom Akins, Indianapolis.
The motorcyclists who are Rolling Thunder are gathering for the traditional Memorial Day weekend Ride for Freedom in Washington. The event honors military veterans and members of the military missing in action. Bikers rally at the Pentagon in Virginia this morning, and then they cross the Memorial Bridge and cruise around the National Mall in Washington. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.